Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Everyone was shocked about Demi Lovato's overdose last week. The good news is she's getting better, although she is still hospitalized, and I hear that will be indefinitely at the moment. You know, she hit rock bottom in 2010, but she fought her way back to the top with chart-topping albums and several sold-out concert tours before last week. Now, Demi's only 25, and she was celebrating her sobriety milestone over the past 6 years, but recently a friend has told People magazine that Demi never wanted to be a role model. Her sobriety was a fight every single day. And when she finally got clean, her team was so hard on her that they were treating her like a child. So, you know, having eyes on her all the time apparently just got to be too much. Demi started breaking away from her tightly regulated life, thought she could handle it. But you know what? Addiction is always a very slippery slope. I wish her well, because I love that girl's voice. And earlier, I was telling you about the new monograms for the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle. And you know, she has maintained a dignified silence around her father's public outburst, but I hear behind closed doors, she is said to be at her wit's end. Now, Meghan has been accused of cutting off Thomas Markle in a spate of media interviews that he's been giving, but royal correspondent Katie Nicholl recently did a piece in Vanity Fair, and she reveals that Meghan is now seeking Kate Middleton, her sister-in-law, as a pillar of support in her new life behind the palace. Harry apparently is so relieved that they have forged a close alliance. The two duchesses are really becoming good friends. You know, they were seen together watching Wimbledon, and one source noted that Kate is well aware of what the newbie royal is going through and has made a big effort to be kind to Meghan and look out for her. I think that's just terrific. Something that is not so terrific, French Montana's home in Calabasas was broken into by armed robbers this week. It was at 9 a.m. in the morning, and the 33-year-old rapper was at home with some other people. Now, law enforcement said that the break-in happened 3 hours prior to when they were called, but apparently no one was hurt, no one had to go to the hospital, and that's always good news. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.